A mass to ancestor. Animal testing. It was always my ambition to be a research analyst, studying amphibian anatomy for the benefit of mankind, said Dr. Cull to the high school students touring the laboratory. My ancestors were all scientists, and my father taught me that it is simply amazing to appreciate all of the anatomical detail in each creature. There is nothing amorphous about them. I also hope that through my research, we can understand the impacts of our society on these creatures, so that we can know how to ameliorate environmental problems and amend our wrong. Frogs, for example, are an indicator of environmental pollution. You are very ambitious, Dr. Cull, a bright amber-haired girl said. So you are looking for analogies between animals and humans? Yes, and there are already ample findings amid the analogues we already have. We know much about how anesthetics work. For example, based on clinical trials with rats. Ooh, I disagree with using animals for tests, another student suddenly said. Some people think that the ethics of using animals for testing are fairly ambiguous. But the amount of knowledge we have amassed about health, vaccines, antibiotics, etc., is incredible. Many of your daily amenities are based on results from animals' research. There is really nothing amateurish or careless about animal testing, replied the doctor. But I've seen videos of the amateur conditions in different research facilities, and things look pretty bad for animals, interjected yet another high school student. I see we've hit on an interesting topic. Let's step into this conference room and discuss this further.
Ancient to apparatus. Animation announcement. Welcome to the 23rd annual animation anniversary. I'm Dick Proctor, your host for the evening, and I'd like to open with a couple of words about recent developments. I don't have any funny anecdotes like I did last year. I got myself in enough trouble with a couple of those. But you'll get plenty of comedy with our main speaker, Mr. Jerry Sprainer. I'm first proud to say that we've had an appalling success in computer animation over this past year. Tiny boxes on our tables called computers have replaced ancient techniques in animation. Tools we used 10 years ago are on display at the local museum. Drawing apparatus from 5 years ago are collector's items with the status of antiques. And that device I used last week has already tripled in price. Some antagonism still remains among a few annoying old-timers that we all still love, honour and respect. But we all anticipate a bright future for animation on computers. Anyway, I would now like to announce the beginning of a new animation movie project set in the Antarctic that will continue to merge traditional and computer animation. This project has full funding, will test even newer technology, and while the story is still only anecdotal, anticipation is great. We hope to annihilate other movies released in competition with this project at the box office. Anyhow, if there are no further announcements, and before they pull me off the stage, I'd like to introduce our main speaker, a man for whom there is no apathy, Mr. Jerry Sprainer.
Apparent to Arable. Apprentice interview. Well, Jim, you can approach my desk now. I have done an appraisal of your application to be my apprentice, and I have a few questions for you. You don't seem to have any apparent experience in working with large aquatic appliances. You do know that the aquariums I clean and make are not for goldfish or restaurant shelves, right? You mean you can put minnows in them too? No, I mean they put sharks, manta rays, whales, and seals in them. Well, I applaud your effort and appreciate your coming across town for this interview. But you don't have the experience or aptitude that is usually required for this type of apprenticeship. I just can't approve hiring you. Thank you, sir. I am very appreciative of your apt assessment of my qualifications. But I believe you were wrong. And I would like to appeal, to you to give me approval to at least be your apprentice for an approximate test period. I know I don't know anything about aquariums. I don't even know an approximate amount of information about them. I come from the desert, where arable land is a rare thing. But that's why I came to California, to work with water, sir. And I know you approve of determination. Well, sir, I have that, and I hope you will give me a try. Okay, Jimmy. I'll take a risk and give you a try. I will appoint you for a 3-month test period. We'll take a look at how you're doing in 3 months and go from there. Thank you, sir. You won't be disappointed.
Arbitrary to ascertain. An ancient arena. Welcome, students, to this site. Based on the archaeological evidence and artifacts we have found so far, we can ascertain that there was once a great arena here. Those arches over there were the main entrances, and these articles that we found over there is the type once worn by gladiators. Take a look at them. The colour is still bright, because none of the dyes used then were artificial. They were well processed and obviously permanent. Now, if we look at the land closer, we can see that the area where the land slopes up is where the gladiators would ascend to greet the leader of the tournament. For many gladiators, that was their last ascent ever. They would never arise again. This array of arbitrary items and weapons found here in the center of the arena arouses the idea in me that the battle was arduous. Note how many are broken. We can also see from these seeds that we can detect in lower layers of the soil, that aromatic spices were used as part of the celebration and spread throughout the arena. This area was quite dry even back then. These seeds must have come from a much more arboreal area. Other similar archaeological sites have seeds and artifacts from as far as the Arctic region. You may wonder why I can be so articulate, confident and ardent about this information. Well, I'm not being arrogant. This area was simply a main artery of civilization. And there are many other similar sites that I have researched all of my life.
Ascribe to astonish, an asteroid. When the aspiring young man tried to assert his opinion that an asteroid was going to destroy Earth the following year, he was astonished to be kicked out of his association. He thought he had assessed the situation clearly. But he had been wrong to think that the assorted gentleman would believe his core assumptions. He tried to give assurances of their accuracy, but the verbal assault on his theory made him feel as if he had been assassinated. As he walked out of the building, he saw that his most valuable asset, his car, had been stolen. With his aspirations crushed even further, he walked home to assemble what was left of his life. He just couldn't stop thinking that those men to whom he had ascribed such wisdom were unable to assume an open mind to consider other ideas. He had aspired so much for their respect, to become assimilated with them. The aspect of this experience that would stay with him the most, however, was the humiliation. But the day was not over yet. As he turned the corner to his home, he began to see the ash in the air. When he looked up, he saw that his house had been burned down. He was numb. Luckily, the neighbors came over, put their arms around them, and assisted him to a nearby home to rest. When the assessor came in to tell him that he didn't have fire insurance, the young man went white. When he was found dead next morning, the neighbors pulled together money to pay for his funeral. The association promptly forgot him. They only remembered him 10 months later, when the whole world saw with their own eyes that an asteroid was heading straight for Earth.
Astound to authoritative. An auction. Before we start today's auction, let me remind all participants that experts who are authoritative in their fields have authenticated each item. Tax attorneys will also be present at the end of the auction to answer all tax and audit questions. Please note that you can view close-ups of each item on the audiovisual equipment attached to walls throughout the room. Please keep the volume of the handsets just audible, however, as not to disturb your neighbour. I'm now honoured to say that all auguries for this auction are excellent. Let us begin. Our first item is an authentic atlas of the stars drawn by a famous astronomer in the year 1414. We were astounded to have this item be available to you all. Are there any bids? Ah, yes. We start the bidding with the audacious former astronaut, Buck Williams, at $25,000. Any others? Thank you, sir. The bid is at $30,000. Now we have $35,000 from the famous athlete Cal Ripken. Yes, sir, $38,000. Others? And again, from Mr. Williams, we have $40,000. Any others? Mr. Ripken, you have attained the item of your choice. The atlas is yours for $42,000. I sense a slight asymmetry with your purchasing this item. I was sure Mr. Williams would want to augment his collection. But I guess your competitive attributes got the best of him this time. But this is not an audition for who can compete the best, Mr. Williams. Congratulations. Now, let us move to the next item in the auction.
Authority to badminton. After the avalanche. Mick averted his eyes from the reflection of the sun bouncing off of the badge of the ski patrol captain. I don't know how it happened for sure, he said. I was walking up the mountain along the southern axis, looking for alpine bacteria, when I became aware of movement in the background. Then, when I saw the avalanche, I froze. It was an automatic response. Luckily, it missed me, but there must have been some kind of backlash, because I was swept off my feet onto my backbone by something. By then I woke up and you were here. Well, you're lucky you're okay, answered the captain. Others have been less fortunate. Here, you can use my auxiliary skis to help you get down the mountain. They're all I have available. Unless you want to try to walk down on a pair of badminton rackets. Anyhow, you shouldn't come in this area again without being authorized. This is an autonomous managed region, and local authorities are real hardcore about their autonomy. In addition, they have noted that temperatures this year are higher than average. This increases the risk of avalanches. They don't have many avenues to spread this information and warn people because the only way to get here is via aviation. Their attempts to warn potential visitors were to no avail for you, unfortunately, but they are starting to automate the process for obtaining travel permits for others. This will be a method for them to give weather warnings. Thanks, Mick said as he strapped on the skis. It's a beautiful area. I'll be back for sure.
Baffle to battery. A balcony with a view. Dr. Martin watched the preparation for the banquet from the balcony. His wife had banished him from helping because it was in his honor. He wiped the sweat from his bald head in frustration. However, because he loved to bake and run the barbecue himself, even as he loved to manage the distribution of barrels of beer to the bar. As he leaned on the barrier, he heard a bark and turned to look towards the river. Another barge was floating by, loaded up with old, discarded car batteries. A recent ballot to ban putting the trash in a local garbage dump had failed, and the barge was taking its baggage up the river to the next town. That city had baffled its own residents by offering to accept the trash at a bargain rate. Apparently, there was a large area of barren land that they had not been able to use. Now people marching in protest beset that city. More people were jumping on the bandwagon each day. The only winner was the barge company. The deal had saved them from going bankrupt. It was difficult to balance the needs of society with its desires to protect the environment, thought the doctor as he frowned. We just have a way of battering this planet, even as we feel we need to live more comfortably. Dr. Martin was brought back quickly to his setting, however, when he heard a noise and looked down to see that his wife had fallen down the basement steps. He ran down to help. His banishment was certainly over now.